Byron Donalds, Tim Walz owes Minneapolis citizens an apology for his hesitant response to BLM riots. By Nick Gilbertson on August 20, 2024. Chicago, Illinois, Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, said Tuesday that Democrat vice presidential nominee Governor Tim Walz, MN, absolutely should apologize to the people of Minneapolis for failing to anticipate and immediately respond to widespread riots in the city after the death of George Floyd at police hands in 2020. His comments came in response to a question from Breitbart News videographer Matthew Purdy at the Trump International Hotel and Tower in Chicago. Purdy asked Donalds if he believes Walz, a 24-year veteran of the National Guard who is accused of stolen valor, owes the citizens of Minneapolis an apology after he let that city burn. Absolutely, he should apologize. You're the man in charge, like, you're in charge, Donalds said. Everybody gets to have their political viewpoints. I'm not going to take away from Tim Walz's political views. I disagree with them. I think they're very radical, but he's entitled to them. Donalds emphasized that Walz's duty as governor to protect his constituents far outweighs whatever beliefs he may hold. But, when he talks about taking care of the people who are under your care as the governor of a state, you have a responsibility to put that stuff aside and do what's necessary for the people under your care. So, he should apologize to them, he said. As the Minneapolis Star reported in August 2020, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, D., blamed Walz for hesitating to respond to the riots that led to destruction, looting, and social division throughout the city. In an interview Monday, Frey said that Walz hesitated to send in the National Guard to quell the growing violence and then blamed him for allowing the city to burn. Frey said he immediately telephoned Walz at 6:29 p.m., relayed information, and asked him to send in the National Guard. We expressed the seriousness of the situation. The urgency was clear, Frey said. He did not say yes, Frey said of Walz. He said he would consider it. Walz eventually sent in the National Guard on May 28. However, only 90 National Guard soldiers were mobilized that night in Minneapolis and nearby St. Paul, per the Star. Democrat presidential nominee Vice President Kamala Harris, who was a California senator at the time, contributed to fanning the flames of the chaos by promoting the Minnesota Freedom Fund to solicit money to bail out arrested rioters. Harris was, notably, the Attorney General of California before running for Senate, and her campaign has relied heavily on branding her as a prosecutor since replacing President Joe Biden at the top of the ticket.